Hopefully everyone can hear me clearly. Everyone should ensure their mobile telephones are turned off or switched to silent, and the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussion of in-committee items. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. Members should remember that the microphones work as a queuing system. If your microphone is lit red, you have precedence. Flashing green is next in the queue, and then solid green. Please do not press your microphone button again when it is lit up red, as you will lose your place in the queue. There may be some members in attendance virtually, and it has been agreed that all members in the chamber are brought in to speak on an issue before any remote delegates. Therefore, if you are attending remotely, please use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in once all those within the chamber have spoken. Instant messages should be kept to the following letters. Type Q if you want to ask a question, C for a comment, P if you wish to propose, and S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Hi everyone, very welcome to this September committee meeting for sustainability and environment. I'm just moved to item one there, so is there any apologies? Item two is
Councillor O'Reilly.
He's online, is it?
I'm actually here. Thanks.
All right, Councillor O'Reilly will sign in.
Good to see you.
Item two is declarations of interest. Have we any declarations of interest?
Sure.
Nope. Item three is the action sheet. Okay, we'll just take it page by page. So we'll be working off page 19, 20 and 21. Is there any issues arising from the action sheet? The seconder? I'm seconded by Councillor Andrews. Okay, we'll move on to item four, which is... Sorry, Councillor Jackson.
Sorry, Chair. Yep, thank you, Chair. Just two quick questions on the action sheet. I was just going to ask for an update on the town centre CCTV situation. And I'm really especially concerned about the ones for Ballinahinch. And I had highlighted the possibility of an extra camera to cover the Lisburn Street car park, as we have had very serious antisocial behaviour in the car park ongoing, and I think it's maybe important if we could look into that. And also just a quick update on the public toilet upgrades for Rowallan, the strategy that's taking place for that. So that's all, Chair. Thank you.
Connor, do you want to come back on that?
Thanks, Councillor Jackson. In terms of the Town Centre CCTV project, we're working with BT and Openreach at the moment, really, in terms of getting the programme confirmed. Some of the survey work has already happened in Newcastle, Ballinahinch and Downpatrick with BT and their partners. I don't have an official sort of programme completion date at this moment. We're having to do some other testing of the existing CCTV columns and associated infrastructure at the moment. In terms of the additional camera request for Ballinahinch, the priority at the moment really is to look at the existing project and get the systems upgraded to digital, but happy to look at options, you know, in terms of costs for an additional proposal. Regarding the public conveniences strategy, The last update we took through was the Sustainability and Environment Working Group. I think it was back in March, where we really updated on where we were at. You know, the three projects were delivered for Newcastle, and then we got additional UK SPF funding for Dundrum, and all those projects have been now delivered. So at the meeting back in March, we really updated members that we proposed a sort of risk matrix for scoring the condition of all the remaining public convenience facilities throughout the estate. So we're working through that at the moment, and happy to come back and update the SNE next month on where we're at with that.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Chair. It's just something that I wanted to flag. I have raised it with the director there before we came into the meeting. It's just about the number of items.
Sorry, Councillor Jackson, could you turn your mic off?
Sorry. Okay. Yes, just something that I flagged with the director beforehand. It's just about the number of items that are in a closed session or exempt. And I do understand that there are reasons for that. But the reason I wanted to raise it this evening is just this was something that was raised at the most recent SPNR meeting. And it's just a lot of those items that are in closed session. There are good news stories that are in there as well. Whenever the items pass in closed session, obviously it's only the recommendations that are kind of read out when we come out. And it doesn't really mean an awful lot to people. So I'm not looking to complicate anything for anybody tonight, but I did just wanted to flag it to see if there is a way going forward that we could try and extract as much information, even from closed session items that are sort of publicly available and that we can circulate and communicate to the public. Thank you very much, Chair.
Yes, Chair, thank you. And I suppose just to the point of Councillor Feehan, and we did discuss the reason for the papers in terms of they are predominantly business cases and contract related, so do fall under the exempt category. We will certainly take away your comments and look to see if there's any information that we can. And we can reframe recommendations that we give.
Councillor Andrews.
Thanks very much, Chair. And in relation to Councillor Jackson's query about public CCTV, I would concur by much of what he has to say on his request for an additional camera and Alan Hinch. And in regards to public conveniences, Connor, thanks very much for your update. But in relation to my own village of Cross Car, the Community Association have been very proactive. They've raised concerns with me, and I think they've been in contact with Council in regards to the overall condition of the public facility in Cross Car. I think they actually painted it themselves. So they did because they're frustrated. There was a sense of frustration that, you know, it's dilapidated looking and everything. They raised concerns with me, and I've passed them on, and I think they did the same. But I do welcome an update when it comes through about where we're going to go, because a lot of those public facilities are now at the end of their sell-by date, and they want TLC, I hope you understand. And finish up regarding Councillor Feehan's points, I know fully support Councillor Feehan's his sentiments that he's expressed, so I do welcome any efforts that you know, to address those. But thanks for listening to the mini-sermon. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Andrews. Councillor Finn, I see you're looking in online there.
Yes, Chair, thank you. It's actually in relation to page 14 of the action sheet, so slightly outside of the scope, but it's in relation to my notice of motion on street lighting. And I know that we had agreed to both undertake internal council work and to write to DFI. That was back in March, so there has been quite an amount of time that has passed in relation to that. And as people will be aware, it is getting darker in the evening, so particularly in relation to kind of DFI of they come back, and if I could get an update on the work that has been undertaken on our side as well.
Honour, do you want to come back on that?
If I could I just come back to the member on that outside the meeting?
Is that okay, Councillor Finn? Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine.
Thank you. We move on to item 4. Which is the DERA NACAP consultation response. Connor, you're taking this?
Yes, thank you, Chair. The purpose of this report is for committee approval, to seek committee approval on the response to the Department of Agriculture, Environment and Rural Affairs consultation on the NACAP 3 which is the third Northern Ireland Climate Change Adaptation Programme, which is attached to Appendix 1. Climate Change Act 2008 places a statutory duty on DERA to set their objectives, policies, proposals and timelines for introducing programmes in response to the most recent UK climate change risk assessment. DERA is led on the development of a series of coordinated adaption programmes, which are known as NICAP. The consultation document seeks the views of stakeholders on the draft third iteration of the programmes. This is NICAP 3. A response to the consultation was submitted, which is broadly supportive of the approach proposed by DERA. However, we suggested a number of areas where the approach could be strengthened and improved. Just to note, the consultation ran for an 8-week period over the summer months up to the 4th of August 25 deadline. The timing proved challenging for councils to respond. Submission was provided to meet the deadline as outlined in Appendix 1, with the caveat that it is subject to council approval. So members are asked to approve the DERA consultation response in Appendix 1 and NICAP 3. Thank you.
Right, thanks, Connor. Have we any comments or questions on item 4? Councillor Hardy, online.
Thank you, Chair. Sorry about that. I'm content to support this, but I just wanted to comment on my disappointment about the lack of any kind of mention of the All-Ireland element to this in the consultation. I mean, generally the issue of the environment is an All-Ireland issue. We have a unique biodiversity here. We have a unique environment to the island, but particularly in our council region, I mean, where we have a sustainability agreement with County Louth, we're right along the border with Monaghan County Council, and then of course we have the whole issue of Carlingford Lough. The consultation like directly mentions fisheries and stuff, and we have the whole issue of Carlingford Lough and the competing claims to it. So I was just a little disappointed that there wasn't some reference to the need for a lot of these environmental issues to be approached on an All-Ireland basis in the response. But particularly given that this is a response to DERA, and DERA know well that they have an obligation to do so, because the Climate Change Act recognises that Ireland is a single biogeographic entity.
Councillor Hardy, is that a proposal for an amendment to be added to the submission that passed, and an All-Ireland dimension be added?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm happy to second that if that's... I'll go ahead. Is everyone in agreement?
No, Chair. No.
Oh, who's that? Councillor Taylor?
Yep.
Oh. We'll take it for a recorded vote here.
Sorry,
okay?
Could I come in first, please, Chair?
Yeah, go ahead, Councillor Finn.
Thank you. It was just largely to echo the sentiments made by Councillor Hertie there. I agree wholeheartedly with what he's saying. I would support your proposal in respect of, because I noted in the papers there that the Council's response can be amended after the deadline. Is it possible to get a bit more specificity around what All-Ireland Dimension would be looking to introduce into the consultation response? I'd be happy to take the lead of others on it, but I think one of the things that stands out to me, unless I'm mistaken, there isn't actually an All-Ireland or All-Ireland body in respect of agriculture as well. Perhaps if that's a submission that could be fed back to DERA through the consultation, that it's this council's wish to see something like that established. But happy in principle to support the proposals, but would be keen to know a bit more specifics around them as well. Thank you.
Councillor, is anyone else in the chamber looking in? Councillor Finn?
Yeah, it's actually, I had a very similar query in relation to what Councillor Hardy has raised, and I think particularly on page 15, so that's additional comments in relation to government departments, Climate change, as people have said, is boundaryless, and I think engaging with communities across Northern Ireland and the rest of the island of Ireland is going to expand our information base. So I suppose if we're looking for more specificities, I had a look at this, and I think we need to add that in, particularly around the kind of departments in relation to those that we're going to be engaging with. Local government obviously does play a massive role, but central government will need to provide adequate funding. And I think, to just echo what Councillors Feehan and Hardy have said, this is going to be something that is not border bound, and we already do have work that is undertaken with Louth County Council, but I think this needs to be, while it's specifically in our area, there are going to be other council areas that are working across the rest of Ireland, particularly because their Climate Change Act has been in place for longer than ours has, that are going to be able to give us best practice. So if we can include that, just in terms of a specific detail proposal, it would be on page 15 in relation to the additional comments about other departments and government bodies.
Thanks, Councillor Finn. Councillor Hardy, are you happy to propose specific areas of the All-Ireland dimensions that you would like added to this submission before we take this to a vote?
It mentions food security specifically, and obviously agri-food production is an all-Ireland industry. It also mentions, as I said, fisheries, and of course we have the issue of Carlingford Lough and general reciprocal access agreements to waters around the island. So those would be two areas in specific you could mention, and of course Councillor Finn's comments I would echo, and if anyone else has any other specific suggestions, I'd be more than happy to hear those.
Councillor Riley has his hand. Could I ask people to please put their comments in the chat, because it's very difficult to see hands up. Councillor Riley, have you looking to ask something?
Yes, thanks, Madam Chair. I'm just finding it really difficult to hear what's going on, but I heard All-Ireland Agriculture, Carlingford Lough, that type of thing. Can I point out, Madam Chair, all those things are already facilitated. And there is, Northern Ireland actually is a very, very distinct agricultural industry compared to the Republic of Ireland. And the Republic of Ireland is actually getting hammered very hard by the European Union rules and the rules that the Irish government have developed under their net zero carbon. So I think the further we stay away from the Republic of Ireland and the EU rules, the better. In terms of Carlingford Lough, the Carlingford Lough Commission, Carlingford Foil Commission, already work on that issue, and there is issues with oyster beds and that type of thing. But again, those are solely licensed by our departments here in Northern Ireland in conjunction with the Lough Agency. So as I understand that politically, Councillor Hardy may think it's advantageous to bring in that political dimension because he's a Sinn Féin councillor, and I understand that. But as far as I'm concerned, it's superfluous and unnecessary, and I would certainly vote against it. Thank you.
Thanks for your comments, Councillor Riley. Councillor Larkin. Councillor Larkin, had you your hand up?
I had, Chair, but Councillor Hardy has dealt with the issue at hand, so I'm happy enough just to lower again. Thank you.
That's no problem. It seems that we don't have agreement in the chamber, so we're going to go to a recorded vote on Councillor Hardy's proposal. Martin, Councillor Hardy, would you be able to put in the chat there just a few short lines as to what you're actually looking, just for everyone to read?
Yep, no problem.
Councillor Finn, have you another comment there?
Yeah, Councillor McGuinness, it's just in relation to my specific proposal is slightly different to Councillor Hardy, so can I just confirm that those are going to be taken separately, and I'm happy to put in lines as to where I would like mine amended to as well. And just to say that Councillor Feehan is happy to second that.
What was specifically different in yours to
So Councillor Hardy, I think, had been looking at the more agricultural development, whereas mine is in relation to the stakeholders that we would be engaging with. So they are different in the content of where they would be placed within the consultation response.
Okay, well, Councillor Hardy, are you happy enough to add Councillor Finn's comments in along with your amendment?
If Councillor Finn's content with that, I've no problem.
I think I'd like to get a gauge on I guess, where other councillors are at with that, because we obviously have a division on the agriculture basis, whereas mine is really information and best practice sharing. So just to get a sense of where people are on that, because they are materially different, in my opinion.
Councillor Finn, we had a proposal for to look into more All-Ireland dimensions from Councillor Hardy, and so you're looking at a counter-proposal to that as well?
I think, Chair, just given that they are materially different parts of the consultation, yes.
Councillor Larkin, do you want to come back in?
Yes, Chair, thanks. I was just of the opinion that if there was a possibility to combine the two, it would be maybe more progressive. That was just my opinion in relation to it. If Councillor Finn was happy enough to combine the two, that may direct us to achieving the goals that we're proposing. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Councillor Arkin. We can only deal with one proposal at a time. I would be of the opinion that the two are combined into one proposal to send in with the submission. But what does everyone? Yeah. Incorporated within the same submission. Are you happy enough with that, Councillor Finn?
Yes, if I can second the proposal, I'm happy to have them combined.
I had already seconded Councillor Hurley's proposal, so I'm afraid you can't.
Sorry.
Councillor Martin, Councillor Hardy, have you put any text in there for your...
I'm just typing away here. I just wanted to make sure there wasn't going to be a change to it before I sent it.
Can I just, Chair, ask if given that I'm happy to combine them, would you be happy for me to replace you as seconder on that?
All right, Councillor Finn, you can replace me as seconder just till we get moving on here, because I think it's very trivial what's going on here at the minute.
Thank you, Chair.
Councillor Finn, can you put the wording of your proposal into the chat, please? stored, and the proposal is in the chapter if everyone wants to read it there before we go to the vote.
Well, do you want to read it out, maybe?
Okay. I'll read it out here for you. So, Councillor Finn, in relation to page 15 of the submission, in addition that we seek cross-border working with other bodies, including the Irish government and other local county councils, to allow resource sharing on best practice. Councillor Herty's proposal is that the Council's response to the consultation on the Climate Change Adaptation Programme be amended to include the importance of all Ireland cooperation on the issue of environment and climate change, particularly as it applies to Newry, Mourne and Down, which is a border region with a large agricultural industry which sits along Carlingford Lough, and further recognises existing sustainability agreements the Council has with Louth County Council. Councillor Finn, are you happy enough that that is covered? Councillor Finn, can you hear me?
Yes, Chair, I'm happy. Yeah, thank
You're
you.
Happy. Okay, no problem. We'll take it to a vote here now because there's not full agreement within the committee, so... Councillor Andrews?
4.
Councillor Clark?
4.
Councillor Enright? Councillor Enright is absent. Councillor Feehan?
4.
Councillor Finn?
4.
Councillor Hartley?
4.
Councillor Jackson?
Against.
Councillor Larkin?
4.
Councillor McGuinness?
4.
Councillor Kate Murphy? Councillor O'Hare?
4.
Councillor Riley?
Against.
Councillor Rowan?
4.
Councillor Taylor?
Against.
And Councillor Young?
4.
And it's 11, 4, 3 against.
Okay, so the proposal passes. We move on to item 5, which is the consultation on grey market goods. And Sinead, you're taking this.
Thank you, Chair. The purpose of this report is to seek committee approval on the response to the Food Standards Agency consultation on local authority and district council guidance on grey market goods in the UK, as outlined in Appendix 1. The consultation seeks the views, comments and feedback in relation to guidance produced by the Food Standards Agency to support the enforcement authorities identifying and taking action on food not intended for the UK market. Taking the paper as read, the consultation seeks the District Council's views on the enforcement guidance as per point 2.1 of the paper, the various questions that were asked of the Council. Therefore, members are asked to approve the Food Standards Agency consultation response outlined in Appendix 1 on the Local Authority and District Council guidance on grey market goods in the United Kingdom. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Sinead. Is there any comments or questions on item 5? No.
Julie seconded.
Proposed by Councillor Rowan and seconded by Councillor Andrews. Thank you. Items 6 to 14 are deemed to be exempt under paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of the Local Government Act 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the Council holding that information and the public, may by resolution be excluded during these items of business. Could I get a proposer and a seconder to go into closed session, please? Proposed by Councillor Rowan and seconded by Councillor O'Hare. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, folks. Whilst in committee, the following items were agreed. Item 6, fleet business cases. On the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Murphy, it was agreed to approve the recommendations of the business cases attached at Appendices 1, 2 and 3 of the Officer's Report. Item 7, asbestos management surveys business case. On the proposal of Councillor Murphy, seconded by Councillor Rowan, it was agreed to approve the findings of the business case as detailed at Appendix 1 of the Officer's Report. Item 8, Neary Canal water level monitoring. On the proposal of Councillor Feehan, seconded by Councillor McGuinness, it was agreed to approve the recommendations of the business case as detailed in Appendix 1 of the Officer's Report. Item 9, sustainability contract. On the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Jackson, it was agreed to approve the award of the contract as detailed in Appendix 1 of the Officer's Report. Item 10, waste contracts. On the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Jackson, it was agreed to approve the price uplift and contract modification as detailed in Section 2.2 of the Officer's Report. Item 11, deep cleansing business case. On the proposal of Councillor Rowan, seconded by Councillor Jackson, was agreed to approve award of the contract for deep cleansing of the district as detailed in Section 1.3 of the Officer's Report. Item 12, the corporate health and safety training. On the proposal of Councillor Murphy, seconded by Councillor Larkin, it was agreed to approve the recommendations of the business case attached at Appendix 1 of the Officer's Report. And for noting, item 13, action sheet and presentation from the Cleansing and Refuge Task Group meeting of the 19th of August 2025. On the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Murphy, it was agreed to note the action sheet and presentation. Item 14, joint committee meeting in committee minutes of Thursday, the 26th of June 2025, and ARC 21 joint committee members' monthly bulletin held on the 28th of August 2025. On the proposal of Councillor Andrews, seconded by Councillor Murphy, it was agreed to note the documents. Okay, we'll move on to items 15 and 16 are both for noting. Has anyone any comments or questions on items 15 and 16? No. Could I get a proposer and a seconder for those two items, please? Proposed by Councillor Jackson and seconded by Councillor O'Hare. Okay, everyone, that concludes our meeting for September, so thanks very much for coming, and we'll see you.